You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
G Knight right there and Mr. Big Stuff right here on the Drive Zone on Zone Radio 88.5, the voice of the valley. In a moment, we're going to be speaking to the lady who sings this song. Her name is Lara Piasi, and the song is called Book of Thoughts. What an incredible voice and what an incredible song. And the first time that I heard it, it was sent through to us in our Studio Man email, the one that we use for listing a new artist. And I just heard this and I went like goose flesh. I really did. I do love these powerful theatrical voices. And this lady certainly has that. And it's a privilege this afternoon to be able to chat to her live from Italy. And her name is Lara Piazzai. Is that right?
Wow, that's perfect. What a pronunciation you have. Hello,
Absolutely.
Richard. Yes, here I am.
It's wonderful to be chatting to you. That is a remarkable, remarkable song. It's almost like, I looked at what it is that you did, and you sort of come from an R&B background, but I can't even see R&B fitting with what you're doing now. This is like so powerful. It's almost power metal
It's
almost.
epic.
Hey?
Yeah, it's epic music. It's orchestrations, the big orchestrations of Clive Nolan. He is a great composer and a great musician, known worldwide for his music in Prague. So he's well, he makes actually very big music,
Mm.
big orchestrations, and this fits very much to my voice, actually. So
Because
that's why.
it needs a big voice.
Yes, it needs a big voice, and the more you are going to know the album from the outside in, the more you are going to get into this powerful, epic sounds of the voice and the music that I'm going to sing from now on in my life. But you were right. I have a background also as an R&B and soul singer, and why not dance? I love all kind of music, not really all kind, I have to be honest, but I love a lot of kind of music, and I love soul music very much. So it's yes, you were right. R&B, it kind of sounds like I'm a bit R&B too. That's true. I
Well,
started as Whitney Houston.
you're not in bad company because Sarah Brightman started out as a sort of an electro dance singer as well, didn't she? And look where she ended up.
That's true. That's true. Well, you can start in one music genre, and you can end up in completely different style. Of course, as I am, I have this, let's say they call it an epic voice. Of course, the step from one genre to another was quite natural. So, the rock kind of needs this powerful voices. And there are actually, they tell me, not many female voices that are so big that can be compared to a man voice, but still with a very high range. So I go from soprano to alto, and this you're going to hear that the more you get into my voice in the future, because I'm just after your interview, I'm going to record some soprano stuff, and it's quite fun and challenging, and I'm really excited about this for another
Is th
project.
this is for a new project because you this is the album that is out now from the Inside Out, that's your most recent. Now you're working on another project with somebody else, aren't you?
Yes, I am in several projects. This was my album with Clive Nolan. Still with Clive Nolan, I have a musical, his new musical, which is called More to Light, where I play, well, a demigod, a
Yes.
demigoddess. I'm a Viking demigoddess. And as you see me, well, I'm tall, blonde, and green eyes. So I'm very bad. I'm the baddie. I'm the baddie. Yes. Be careful, Richard.
You're
Be very careful. I don't know what happened to you
no,
at the
no,
end.
I'm fine. I'm okay. I mean, you need a number of demigoddesses to sort this animal out. But you're also working on a thing about the Medici family as well.
Yes, exactly.
That's very close to home.
Yes, Florence. This is still with Clive Nolan and with another composer, musician, a very great, really great friend and a good one. He is called Eric Bouyet-Perso. He is a French musician, composer. And with these two great names, Clive Nolan and Eric Bouyet, we are making this Rise of Medici, and the project name is Imaginarium.
Yes.
This will be a huge, huge project. So that's why I'm going to fly next week, the 3rd of November. I'm going to fly to the UK to record my voices for the More to Light and for Imaginarium. And I'm also recording my voice for another very important project with a great Italian talented musician. His name is Jerry Cutillo, and the project is Oak. He has worked with great British names, and he is really, wow, he's incredible too. And I'm singing in his new album called Tesla. So that's another experience too. The one I said I will use my soprano voice for that. So it's quite amazing what I'm doing in this moment.
All of this is, it seems like it's happened quite recently for you. It seems like you sort of found this success and now you've been able to build on it quite quickly. What was life before all of this for you, Lara?
Before, well, I had to prepare my path to come to this point.
Yeah.
Because what I think, it's very important to actually get ready for what's happening and for what's going to happen. Let's say that I never found really what I could say was worth it, you know. So, like, there are a lot of genres, there are a lot of musical genres that you could actually fit into. But what actually you should do is find your own way and feel comfortable also with the people you're working with. So for the first time, I think I could fit in this prog rock world and this epic world. And there is what I put more efforts in. And this is the point where I said, I want to start from here. Before, I made a lot of, if you checked out my discography, I have a lot of songs in like in dance music and so, but this is not really where I wanted to be in, you know. So it's
do you always sing in English?
Always in English.
You haven't been tempted to go into sort of Italian type style with, you know, Ramazzotti and those kind of people have done?
No, absolutely not.
and the reason for that, is it because the market's not there for that? Do you think English is more universal as from a point of view of music sales?
Because for the first reason is because I have a more, let's say, international way of singing, and I don't fit in the Italian market, I think. The second, yes, because I love to sing in English. Mm-hmm. I love English, the English language, blah, 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 okay. And then because, I was grown up in Sweden. So let's say my background does not really belong to the Italian music. I feel I don't belong there. Yes, this is what I have always listened to international music. So that's where I want to belong, and I feel that this is my style and my language more for the singing part.
But you are Italian. You grew up in Sweden, but you are Italian.
I am Italian, born Italian, yes.
Okay, because, sure, you know, growing up in Sweden equipped you for that role of playing the demigoddess in the whatever the Viking story that you're going to be doing. So you've got some background.
Because my look belongs definitely more to the Nordic people, you know, rather than Italian.
Definitely, yes. I watched the video, and while we're talking, I'm actually trying to search for it. I watched the video of you go on stage with I'm not too sure who it was, and you did this song about breathing. Don't forget to breathe. Is that recorded anywhere, or is it just on the YouTube video?
So that song belongs to Clive Nolan's one of his projects, the band Arena, and who you see on stage are the many of the musicians, part of the Arena band. And I was, so on the keyboards, you can see Clive Nolan.
Yeah.
And you can, and you hear kind of Paul Mines, a great voice. He was the singer of Arena until the last album. Now they changed singer. That was Paul Manzi. And during a show of the presentation of his, not this last one, Mortal Light, but the previous musical, so Alchemy 2, King's Ransom, we had this presentation, and there was a show before the presentation of the of this second chapter, let's say, of the musical, and I was invited. This was the first time that I actually got on stage, and the first time I met the crew of this theater company, Camorra, and that I came in touch with them. So it was the first time I went on stage, and in that video, you see just the first moment where we really met. So 4 months in, I had never sang together before, never met and never talked, nothing. 2 minutes after we were there on stage, just singing it out, and this was the result.
It's a remarkable performance, given the background that you've just given us now, because you come onto the stage, he actually starts to sing, and the song's good, and it's going sort of places, and then all of a sudden, you step up to the microphone and completely blow that song right out of the water. That's a hell of an introduction to the people you're going to be working with.
Exactly.
I think it's absolutely remarkable. I have found the clip. I'm going to try and play it at the end of the interview. I hope I don't get into too many royalty problems here, but I think it's a piece of music that people need to hear, and to hear that interaction between you, because it looks, for all the money in the world, that you've known these people for 100 years.
Yeah, no, it was the first time we met, actually. And also for, well, the musicians, yeah, I've never played with them. I never sang with them, and it was a great emotion. I was very nervous when I first stepped up on the stage, because, you know, these are really big, great names, and really, wow, super musicians, really high level musicians, and with Clive Nolan as a great composer he is, you know. So you are always there saying, oh, will I do something wrong? Will I be good enough for this? And all the people in the audience were all actors, theater actors, you know, performers themselves, so singers and musicians. So they didn't expect maybe this kind of impact of voice, because my voice was actually a very different kind of voice. So I just said, okay, let's step up, let's do it. And it goes how it goes, but hope to do it well. And, well, I thank you for what you say, what you are telling me, because I'm very happy about your comment.
Well, the minute I got the music in email, I mean, I responded to it straight away saying, look, this is something out of this world. And then I started to do some research and start looking for, you know, anything else. For kindly, I need to speak to your people, because the link that they sent me expired. But I want to download the entire album. So we'll get hold of them and get the link resent, so we can have the material at hand, so we can introduce it over time. But I started to scratch around and I came upon this video. And when you walked onto that stage, I'd already heard you sing. In previewing the music before we playlisted it, and I thought, but I'd only heard you sing. I'd not seen you. I'd not, you know, nothing like that. And then you walked onto the stage, and I thought, this is a very tiny person. This is not a big person. And how's this big voice going to come out of that tiny frame? Has that just come naturally to you, or do you do breathing exercises? Do you have to work on your diaphragm in order to project your voice the way you do? Or is it just something that comes naturally to you?
Well, no, first I must say, I am more than not a tiny person, because I'm very tall. I have this.
Yeah, but a tiny frame. Yeah, you're not like a mountain woman. You know what I mean? I was expecting.
Oh no! Yes. Okay. No, thanks God, not. Not for the no, but no breathing exercises. Yes, the exercises that you do to prepare a show or something. Actually, in that occasion, no, I didn't do any breathing, because I was too nervous to do them. So then when I stepped up, I just melt, and I said, okay, everything's natural, and it went natural. So it's something I have, I think. They call me a natural talent, so probably more than a study. I actually just developed it from a passion. I have a lot of passion for singing, a lot. Mm-hmm. And I could go on for hours to just sing it out, because I love it so much.
Did you do anything before you became a singer? What were you doing before that? Or have you always just been like a passionate singer?
No. It's music I've done for always. So it's that, yes. But I wasn't really so, let's say, I wasn't so, I don't know how to say, but I wasn't so always searching for I was just singing. I was and I sang around stages, but, you know, maybe some mainstream, some pop music, soul, and whatever comes under my hands and so. But then when I really started to realize for the first time, and I heard this prog music, and I heard this powerful start. Then I said, wow, actually, I should try this way, because I think for the first time, my body really asked me to go into it, you know. It was not only my voice, but my body really, I needed it. I needed this kind of music.
And you also did a couple of television contests as well. Two of them, I think, if I remember. And,
yes, I was.
And won them both.
I won them, but I never actually followed this. I won them and stopped. I decided not to do anything because I have to go on with my studies. And so my dad at that time, he decided that it was not the time for Laura to go into this musical. And he was right. He was right. My time was, maybe I would have burned myself, you know. So if you burn yourself in advance, it's like when you do something just because you want to do it, but think about it. And when your time comes, it comes. You just have to wait and be always, you know, always be there, ready to take the moment.
Yeah, it's a question of timing. It certainly is a question of timing. The work that you're working on now, are those all, are they going to be live stage shows or theatrical productions? So you're going to be performing before substantial live audiences as well as recording artists.
Yes, exactly. It's these are all bands, projects, but future bands. So everything, and then we have this live band, No Limits, which is the live band that is going to. Well, we presented the band on Facebook.
I saw that. Yes, yeah.
Yes, yes, and that's the band that is going to play all the these project songs, you know. So if I have like a sort of, for example, 10 songs in one album, maybe six, eight songs are going to be played by the band live, so the people can listen to it, and yeah, it's a rock project, a project that was born to promote my music, our music, and this is amazing. Very talented musicians in that band, and well, it's great fun with No Limits too.
And it sounds to me as well like a lot of the music has been written around your voice.
Yes, not only, but yes, this the projects for sure. The band is another thing. It's a band born for the promotion, but also to give space to the guys that plays in the band. So we have, for example, also some covers inside, like it could be Comfortably Numb, Pink Floyd, which is not my, I mean, it's a very low song for my voice, and we took it up just a bit because it was impossible to take it up more for the guitar player, you know. So we had to really make him shine, and in another we had the keyboard shining, in another we had, you know, this is a project, the band, that covers every kind of a musician in it, but basically, yes, born for the promotion of my project. Then we have Medici Project, so Imaginarium, that were written initially just really for my voice. So it was built around it. And then we added Clive Nolan as another voice, and we added Andy Sears, which is another great performer and a great prog rock singer. And yeah, this was how everything started with Imaginarium.
I think it's an amazing career. Do you play any musical instrument yourself?
No, absolutely not.
Not?
No. I say it like this. For me, this is something I say for myself. When I get into a passion, I can have a lot of passions, but I love singing so much that actually I, even when I was a little girl, they said, okay, come, you have to start to study some piano. I said, okay, I started. And actually my teacher said, Laura, listen, darling, I love you so much, but you are a singer. You are not a piano player.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, thanks God you said it.
Yeah.
I said, because I wanted to sound like Chopin. After only two lessons, I got bored, you see, Richard. Now with singing, I have a lot of patience and I just pour myself into it. And I find so much passion from the deep inside. I love it. I love it. I can't do anything more. No, I love to sing. And I want to give 100% in that.
And from a point of view of input into the songs, do you just sing what they give you, or do you have input into that, saying, well, look, you know, this is the way I'd like to take it, we're going to have to adjust here, or do you just take what is written and do what you do?
No. Working with me the first thing I said was this: hey, listen, just to say, I'm not a copy of a copy of a copy. I'm Laura, and my identity, I want to be myself. And if you want the songs to be and sound great, they must sound how I feel it. Because every time I sing a cover, for example, I'm going to send you some stuff so you can listen to some covers I've done. They are always Laura made. So if I can't do something better than an original, I will not do it. So I always want to sound like I am. Laura is Laura. And this is why I love to, you know, I never want to sound like an imitation of somebody. I make the songs mine, whatever it is. It's something written for me, but I have to give and always be there and say, I want it in this way. I want to, okay, of course, if the author has an idea, I stay in that idea, but it's my style. Anyway, otherwise you don't call me. You call someone that I have a strong personality, very strong. And I have some ideas, very, very much of that. So I need to put everything. And you hear, I talk a lot. So
nothing wrong with that.
It's not difficult, actually, to stay here and talk for hours. We have only half an hour left,
well,
right?
We're just about done. We've run over time a little bit. That's not the issue. The issue is it's wonderful to be able to chat to you and be able to introduce people to the person behind the music. And I think that song is an incredible song. I'm looking forward to sharing the rest of the songs from the album. And if you do send us the covers, we'll look at those. And if we think anything is able to put on our playlist, we will do that as well. But you have huge respect for somebody who takes a song that is already known and does a cover of it and then makes it their own. I think that is quite special. That is adding to the music. And sometimes improving it, sometimes, you know, you take the Disturbed version of the Simon and Garfunkel track. That song is, he took that song and he took a song that was really good and added something quite special to it. And the Sounds of Silence by Disturbed is something that stands out as a song on its own, despite the fact that it is a cover. So I think that doing that is the right way to go. Laura, I could speak to you all afternoon. I really could, but I've got all sorts of things, including politicians and things coming in to see me here this afternoon. So
really? Yeah. It ended. Did we end our interview already?
We're going to have to end it. But who knows? We can do it when you launch some of these new projects. Your folks can just get hold of us, and we'll certainly make a space for you and chat to you. If you ever come to Cape Town, you need to come and visit us, because there's a man that I would love to introduce you to. He is one of the kings of prog rock. His name is Duncan Mackay. Did you ever hear of a band called 10cc?
No, pardon me, because I am also quite new to prog. I say okay.
All right. He is one of the driving forces. There's a song called Rubber Bullets, and there's a song called I Don't Like Cricket, I Love It. That song. He's the guy behind all of that, and he's one of the most amazing prog rock keyboardists. He stays just up the road from the radio station. I'd love to introduce you to Duncan. He was also with a band called Cockney Rebel, very, very talented keyboard player. And I'll tell you what, if you and him sat down, I think magic could happen. Magic could happen, but that's just my view. So if you ever come to Cape Town, we're going to do that. We're going to go and have tea with Duncan Mackay. That's for sure.
Fantastic. Richard, you have been such a great host. Love this interview. I love that I know you, and I'm really happy, really, really, really happy that I had the space to talk about myself and my music and my partners that I work with, my bands. Thank you so much, Richard. You are incredible. Thank you.
So are you, and so are they. Thank you very much for your time. I'm going to try this. I don't know. There's a bit of chit-chat in front of this, folks, but it sets up the song. It really does. And outside of listening to the original track that was sent to us, this was what I heard when I went on to YouTube. So I'm hoping it's going to play. If it doesn't, we'll just cut it and go to the next song. But this is what I heard. Lara, thank you so much for your time. We look forward to chatting again in the future.
Thank you. Ciao to all the listeners, and thanks for listening to my interview. Thank you. Love you all there.
Okay, don't go away.
So we're gonna play another song, another arena song from.
Laura, I just have one request for you.
Okay, sure.
Take a deep breath, really deep.
Take a deep breath, Laura.
You have to go to the toilet.
You're not holding your breath.
What's he doing?
Still not holding your breath.
Okay, the deep one. You look great.
Okay. Good. This is called Don't Forget to Breathe.
You saw.
What an amazingly powerful voice that lady has, and it was a privilege to chat to her this afternoon. Her name is Lara Piazzai, and Paul Manzi singing there with her, and Clive Nolan on the keyboards. We'll be introducing more of her music to the folk here on Zone Radio over time, but what a gracious lady. She is really busy from the sounds of things, and she had the time to chat to us.